Greetings, Creakers. Well, lots to write about this week. First of all, I would like to mention that I attended the memorial service for Andy Doob over the weekend. Andy was a 39-year veteran of the Roberts Creek Fire Department and recently passed away from a cancer related to firefighting in the days before the SCBA, self-contained breathing apparatus, that our department uses today. So I wanted to pay tribute to his dedication as well as that of the current members of our fire department. They have state-of-the-art equipment and excellent training, but they nevertheless put themselves at risk protecting us. There are several special events coming up this weekend in the Creek. First of all, there is Boudoir Noir, a two-night show by Boudoir Rouge celebrating 10 years of burlesque on the Sunshine Coast. Women of the Sunshine Coast will don alter egos like Lacey Fox, Spicy Sangria, and Raven Littlehell. What fun, making up those names, to tantalize and entertain you. Friday night will be a sedate limited seating affair with waiters and appetizers, but if you want to hoot and holler and shake your booty, go on Saturday. Or maybe go twice. Why not? All the proceeds are going to Sunshine Coast Community Services, so you can pretend that's why you're there. Tickets at www.diamondavenuestudios.com. Well, if burlesque isn't your thing, who doesn't enjoy a little reggae? It's the annual Bob Marley birthday bash at the Legion. For 24 years, Creakers have been filling the Legion to celebrate with various bands and DJs, and the Hooligans are keeping it going along with DJ Little D. So put on your best Rasta outfit and get out there to celebrate Bob. The music starts at 9 and tickets are $10 and $15. On a different musical note, the Now Society from Vancouver is hosting an improvisation workshop on Thursday afternoon, February 23rd from 2 to 3:30 at the Hall. Hosted by jazz pianist Lisa K. Miller and award-winning composer, violist and laptop artist Stefan Smulovitz. The workshop is open to 15 players and 5 observers. Go to www.nowsociety.org for information on this and on the March 1st Exaltation Dance Party, which will feature local musicians joined by others from Vancouver, Amsterdam and New York. Monday the 20th is Family Day, and if you are wondering how to celebrate, bring your kids to the Hall for an RCCA-sponsored free concert by Mr. Doug. I hear he puts on a great show and there will be popcorn and drinks. Doors at noon. Concert at 1 p.m. Every second Wednesday there is a 5 Rhythms dance class at the Hall. From 7 to 8 to 30 pages m, you can explore movement in time with your beat, your breath and spirit. Contact plotkin.julie@gmail.com for more info. So those are just some of the organized events happening this coming week, but sometimes it's good to just walk or bike around the Creek and pay attention. My friend on an e-bike reports that work is finally happening on those potholes at Margaret Road, that the eagles are courting, and when the sun shines, it's worth taking a look at the arbutus and acacia trees at the corner of Edmonds Road. And guess what? The crocuses are up. Until next week, mountseyyvonne@gmail.com.